Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It's actually Johanna Cosgrove. Kia ora.
Oh my god, how are you?
It's so nice to be able to chat to you. It's been a long while. Alice is off for a couple of weeks, for anyone wondering, and so we've got the wonderful Johanna back in the driving seat on the theatre segment. How's it all been going?
It's good, mate. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. I can't believe you deleted my sting.
Well, actually, we do still have your sting, but it has an ancient sponsorship attached to the end. So,
oh my god!
I didn't trust myself to be able to fade it fast enough, so that's why we've gone for this other
version.
No,
I love
here.
It. It's a real honour to fill in for Alice. I'm stoked. How are you guys going?
We're going pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
just
pretty good.
Enjoying the sunshine in studio today, playing some tunes and generally hanging out. What's been happening in your world?
Look, mate, as you well know, the theatres are cancelled, the jobs are done for the year, everything's kind of rolling over to next year, and in the meantime you've just got a lot of actors mincing around Auckland.
Yes.
Dramatically. Who's to say? Who's to really say?
Yes, I think there's a lot of people kind of at a loose end at the moment. And I know one of the things we're talking about this morning is something that's been getting a lot of us through the last few weeks. Celebrity Treasure Island. What's been going on over there?
Oh my God. You're absolutely bang on the money. Like, every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we will sit down and watch it with the ads. Like, not even wait for the stream to come out. Like, I don't want to be bombarded with Tim Tam ads because it's got Chris Parker and it had Brinley Stent on it, which is just an amazing coup for the theatre community. Obviously, them as individuals are flawless, amazing, stunning, unparalleled, and they both did so well in the game. But I know this is a spoiler alert, but it did happen last week. Chris Parker won.
Amazing.
He won a physical based survivor-like challenge where they had to sleep on a beach for 3 weeks, live off rice and beans, did you guys watch the finale episode?
Oh yes, I cried. It was pretty emotional.
I sobbed and wept. Like, he was coming dead last. They had all these, like, they had to do all this running. There was, like, the challenges were so physically intense. And he absolutely came from behind and found $100,000 for Rainbow Youth.
Amazing.
So amazing for Rainbow Youth, but also I was like, I cannot believe that, like, a theatre kid who grew up at Bats, who grew up at the basement. I mean, Chris is from Christchurch, but, like, he came up through those theatres.
Yeah.
Is now fully mainstream, winning $100K. It was amazing.
It was amazing. And I think more broadly, I mean, people have been talking about the way in which Celebrity Treasure Island has managed to grip everybody, including the deepest cynics out there, because it was just genuinely really good TV. Like, it was an incredible cast that they got, totally diverse in all sort of ways.
Yes.
You know, you didn't just have your classic New Zealand celebrities being big sports stars. You did have people like Buck Shelford, and they were great TV, but you also had these people like Chris and like Brinley and like Lance Savali, who are incredible personalities and don't necessarily always get to be in the spotlight, in that mainstream primetime hour on television, doing something as silly on one level as a Celebrity Treasure Island sort of survivor game, as you say, but also on another level, having these quite powerful conversations in this primetime slot.
Oh, 100%. Like, when Candy Lane, first of all, Candy Lane, icon.
Absolute
was
icon.
Like, my challenge is, she was competing for Endometriosis New Zealand. And then Brie, who's the host, started crying because she has endometriosis. And I was like, this is really breaking down some barriers.
It is.
And I never would have thought.
Yeah.
Never would have seen it coming. Yeah, Lance Savali, not going to lie, huge favourite for me personally. And I'm sure many, many others.
It was really nice to see, though, this TV show that, you know, we're so cynical in New Zealand sometimes. It was nice to see something that was just joyfully earnest, and I think in the middle of a lockdown, it's so nice to see people from, like, the local theatre communities, people from the dance communities being represented on this big platform and having a good time and doing it for charity. You know, it's all very lovely stuff.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's something, I think, succinct with the fact that we're in lockdown and they're stuck on this, like, yeah. I guess they were like, we're on an island, but we're like, we all know you're in Northland. we know that you're in Spirits Bay. So.
Yes. Nati Kuri country.
I know. We know you're Nati Kuri. And so we're like, there's like a nice, I don't know, it's nice to see a kind of like parallel, not similar, but like parallel situation being reflected back to you.
Totally.
And yeah, because I guess everyone's flats kind of turns into their own little celebrity treasure island survivor exactly. vibe at times. You're like, I've just got to get through the damn day.
Yeah, rice and beans for dinner it is.
Oh my God, I know. And before we went to level 3 and could get takeaways, I swear to you, Rich, I swear to you. There
were
some terrible meals coming out of this kitchen.
Oh, yes.
It's so shocking.
Yes. So it is kind of exciting. I mean, I hope we get to see a bit more mainstream TV like this happening in New Zealand. There does seem to be a cool trend that is coming out of these New Zealand-made shows. Taskmaster was another one that really took everybody yeah. by storm and does also yeah. sort of platform the people that we talk about here at BFM and in the local theatre communities a lot because,
exactly.
you know, these are people who come through the grassroots level. They work in those spaces like Bats and Basement that you mentioned and, you know, are good at putting on their own very DIY, very self-funded projects. It's great to see them getting some money from TVNZ and some money from some of those bigger organisations to do some cool TV making as well as theatre.
Oh, 100%. And I think, like, I remember in the last lockdown, there were so many conversations around the value of art and how, oh, thank God we had Netflix and the artists really got us through lockdown. And I feel like that hasn't been as front and center as it should be this lockdown because we're all exhausted and we're stuck and this lockdown's been so bumpy and like, oh, just one more week. And then here we are, like, almost at Christmas. Like, yeah, oh, my yeah. God. But I just think, like, the more things we have that can show, like, a more mainstream public how important artists are and how important local theatres are, the better.
Yeah.
Because as soon as everything starts reopening, we're going to really need that support.
Absolutely.
As with every other industry, I suppose, too.
Mm, yeah, totally. I think there is something about, you know, with the arts, and I'm sure hospitality is probably feeling this as well at the moment, but there's 100%. A sort of sense of, you get taken for granted for a long time, and when you get a crisis like this, everything that has already existed comes right to the fore, and you get this window into actually, you know, lockdown aside, it's actually very hard to be an independent artist trying to just like work from job to job, gig to gig at the moment. And so, yeah, having this time to reflect maybe as a country on how much we do love to see those things on TV and we do love to be able to go to the theatre and see good music and stuff, maybe we should make it a little bit more sustainable for people to make that their livelihoods.
That's right. And better funding opportunities too. Like last year we were so lucky we had the CNZ like wage subsidy top up. And this year there hasn't been. I'm sure Alice has maybe talked about this too, but this year there hasn't been anything, and so we're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, luckily we do have the wage subsidy itself, and some people can access the RSP, but the pennies in the bank are slim.
Yeah, yeah.
For the community.
Yeah, no, totally, and it is a real problem. You did say there is some theatre happening down in Pōneke at the moment, which is worth mentioning.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention it because Olivia Mahood is based in Tāmaki and she's making it over Zoom,
which
is such a feat. So it's every year Bats, which is like the independent grassroots theatre in Wellington, has a stab commission. And so that means that it's really like, there's a big emphasis on technology. There's a big emphasis on collaboration. So the show is called Big Time Clocks. And I just wanted to share, like, I don't think there's a live stream of it. I'm not sure how it can be accessed if you're in Tāmaki, but I just wanted to shout out to Olivia Mahood for directing and making the show from Tāmaki to Pōneke in an absolute lockdown.
Hard out.
Which is amazing.
It is a feat.
And we love Bats.
We do love Bats. And, I mean, maybe we'll get to see it up in Tāmaki at some point. Maybe it will travel beyond when we get that lockdown easing. So something to look forward to there.
Let's hope and pray.
Johanna, it's an absolute pleasure to have a chat, and we will be talking to you again next week. I'll sort the sting out so we can have a proper Johanna Cosgrove sting.
Oh my god, that was really bratty. That was really bratty of me to ask. But
no,
really...
no. You stand your ground, Johanna. Stand your ground.
It's lovely to talk to you guys. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
With Johanna.